Welcome to the 24th Anachal Amchu recording for the week of the Yontif of Shavuos of Kabbalah Satayra. Listen to this Meiridik and Naisa, very chosh of the Rebbe shared it with me, that there was a younger man who wasn't even so old. He went to get tested by an Adam Gadol at Shulchan Aruch. And this younger man did so amazing on the test. The Adam Gadol was so nispoil. He asked him, tell me, you're so young and yet you're shoylet at so many halachas throughout Shulchan Aruch. What is your secret for your godless and Torah? And this new gaman responded and he said, backwards hagba. That is my secret. And the Adam Gadol was extremely puzzled. A backwards hagba? Where is it brought down to the backwards hagba? This is a school of for godless and Torah. Where? And the younger man went on and he explained that a number of years ago when he was a bacher learning in yeshiva, there was a particular bacher that was there that had a very bad stutter. And in fact, it was very hard for him to talk, especially publicly. And this bacher was always hoping that he would never get called up for an aliyah. By Yehi Ayoim, this bacher was called up for an aliyah by the Sefer Torah. And the bacher, he did his best. But yes, he was stuttering so much, and his words came out not so clear, and it sounded very funny. Unfortunately, there was some chevra that even began to publicly laugh at him. And this bacher who was witnessing this, what was happening to the bacher with the stutter, felt so bad about the situation, and he thought to himself, what can I do to help alleviate the suffering, the bushes that are transpiring? What is there that I can do? And all of a sudden, it dawned upon him, I have an idea. He walked over to the gabbai, and he asked the gabbai, can you please honor me today with hagba? And the gabbai said, sure, go right ahead, you can do hagba. And the spacher went up, and it was just like a random Monday or Thursday, and he did a backwards hagba, like the type of a hagba you do on Simchas Torah. He did a backwards hagba. And all of a sudden, people saw a backwards hagba. And they started, many of them, laughing. And instead of focusing on the bacher who had the stutter, now the center of the laughter became the backwards hagba. And after davening, the Rosh Yeshiva called in this bacher to speak privately with him. And he asked the bacher, do you know why I'm calling you in? And the bacher said, I think it's probably because of the backwards hagba. And the Rosh Yeshiva said, yes, what's taking the pshat? Why did he do a backwards hagba today? Don't you understand? This is a yeshiva. Don't you understand that there are rules that have to be followed? How come you all of a sudden, without asking Rishus from the Anhala, went up and just did a backwards hagba? If you would have asked Rishus, we would have told you, no, you cannot do a backwards hagba. Unless, of course, there would be a reason to do a backwards hagba. They could justify a backwards hagba. But I don't see any reason to justify a backwards hagba. And this bacher went on and he explained, Rosh Yeshiva, please listen to my explanation and you will see that there was indeed justification today for a backwards hagba. And Rosh Yeshiva listened. And the bacher said, I noticed that the bacher with a stutter felt so humiliated that there was some chevra that was laughing at him. And I thought to myself, what can I do to help alleviate his tsar, his pain, his humiliation, his bushes? And it dawned upon me, if I would go up to do a backwards hagba, that for sure would solve everything. And yes, siyata d'shmaya, I went up, I did the backwards hagba, and it solved everything. And therefore, bodily, that if I would have had time to ask the Anhala and explain myself, I would have received the permission. And therefore, that's why I did what I did without permission. The Rosh Yeshiva heard this. He was so impressed. And he told this bacher, yes, you did the right thing. And this bacher said that he felt it himself, that from that day onwards, he had a zab, psicha slave for the Heilige Torah. He began to steig like never before. To the extent where right now he was able to pass a Meiridik Fahir by an Adam Gadol and many halachis in Shulchan Aruch. What a powerful story. The Heilige Torah loves to be in the heart of someone who has Meiridik Midos. Somebody who's been Adam Lechavoyach Lechaveiro, Yizle'elu Li'ela. Such a person's going to be Zoycha to be an Achsanya for the Torah. That's exactly the address where the Heilige Torah wants to rest. Mika Amcha Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Steiging and Steiging, and Ben Adam Lechaveiro together with Ben Adam Lamakoin. Yes, the Heilige Torah is going to want to rest inside of each and every one of us. Let's keep all of the chizik invited, vishtag weiter, inviter, in the Heilige Torah, agar yadiv, kol tov, v'yatzlache.